Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Our topic on Local Focus this morning is Hope Coalition. We've got Julie Honeycutt and Suzanne English with us this morning. Julie, Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
A pleasure to have you both here this morning.
Thanks.
Julie, many of us know you for a number of efforts, nonprofit efforts that you've had in the area. And one of those is this really cool thing now called The Buzz.
Yes, it is.
Before we get to the Hope Coalition, very quickly, just give us a quick rundown on The Buzz.
Okay, so The Buzz is on 225 South Grove Street. We are a social sober bar and cafe. So if you need a place to have meetings or come for coffee, lattes, boba teas, lots of little bites like Danishes, muffins, salads, mm-hmm. sandwiches, we are happy to have you come and visit. What The Buzz does is it supports the work of Hope Coalition.
Right.
So it is a project.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It is a project to help us sustain our programs that we offer through Hope Coalition.
Well, you have a perfect name because there is all kinds of buzz about The Buzz.
Yes,
I'm hearing about it all the time. So way to go.
Thank you.
Way to go. Nice work.
It.
So now let's talk about the reason why The Buzz supports Hope Coalition. Let's talk about Hope Coalition and what's going on with you guys.
Okay, great. So in a real quick nutshell,
sure.
On 101 South Grove Street, we have our Recovery Community Center. That is a place where we have a peer support living room. People in lived recovery help those who are seeking recovery. So it's a really interesting concept. It's certainly an adult location for our people in need in the community who need addiction and recovery resources. Which leads me more into what we are doing with our youth services.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to, I can let Suzanne share a little bit about our Hope Week coming up, and then I can share with you about what we're doing with our youth center.
Great. Suzanne, talk to us. Hope Week in schools,
yeah.
right?
So
talk to us about that.
Hope Week is an exciting effort that's been going on since 2015. It's an annual collaboration between us and the Henderson County Public Schools.
Yeah.
It's a week-long initiative that occurs before spring break, so it's not always exactly the same week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's slightly different, but
sure.
we always do it right before the kids get off and get
uh-huh.
on break.
Uh-huh.
And we want to educate and raise awareness about the dangers of substance misuse.
Okay.
So one of our biggest activities that we have going on is the students will sign banners throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
pledging that they will attempt to remain substance free. And
sure.
We also this year, like we had last year, we'll have a sheriff's car that will also be signed by the students as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's super exciting. And then the students at the schools also decide on different activities for their individual schools. So some people do crazy sock day. Some people will do...
Sock it to drugs,
yes.
Uh-huh. I love it. So you said 2015, since mm-hmm. 2015. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite sure you've touched and made a difference with a lot of lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we reach over 10,000 students each year. We're in all middle and high schools.
Yeah.
And we say since 2015, I mean, we know our little hiccup that we had with COVID. So please forgive us for not being in the schools at
yeah,
that time.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody was. But so it has been certainly well received
mm-hmm.
by all of our community leaders, our mayor, our county commissioners, our county manager, our chief of police, our sheriff, our local hospitals, they are all involved in this initiative. I mean, we really feel and appreciate that support.
And this is not a national thing. This is something that you guys, mm-hmm. you have created. This is it right here.
We have. We've actually been fortunate to present at the national level the concept of what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We've called it, the students had named it, We Are Hope. We decided that we're calling it the Week of Hope. Just because it is, We Are Hope, unfortunately, they reason it's hashtag for a while, We Are Hope. And it looks like Wear Hope, kind of. It was a little confusing to some people.
Oh, sure, sure.
So,
well, the things you don't think about
right,
until you've done
right.
it.
Right. So we found that if we could just offer that is our whole week of hope in the schools, and it's successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, this is just another one of those examples of people finding a need in the community and doing something about it locally right here. I mean, we've got a we are an embarrassment of riches of nonprofits.
We are, but that's how we make a difference.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And so many of these nonprofits were started by people right here. Mm-hmm. It's not a national thing. They see a need, and by golly, we're going to do something about it.
Right.
And here's how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So exciting news for Hope Coalition, because you're working on opening a youth center. Can you tell us about that?
We are. So we're expanding our services. Not so much expanding it, but we've needed a place to house our services. So we've had the fortunate, we've been fortunate to be able to purchase. We just closed a week ago last Monday on the former Sammy Williams Center, which is on Justice and corner of Justice and 3rd. It's a fantastic location for us to house a Youth Connection Center. So we have a lot of teen initiatives. We have a teen court. We have youth diversion programs. We have other prevention programs for our youth. We're working closely with the Henderson County Public Schools to find some sort of way that we can provide alternatives to suspend. Because if you think about our students, the students that are, we have amazing, great students in Henderson County, but we do have some that have some at-risk behaviors.
Of course.
And the ones being suspended, a lot of times, unfortunately, they go home to do the very thing, the behavior that got them suspended in the first place. So if we could offer some alternatives for this suspension to help them with them, some seated hours, some credit recovery, this is a location where they could get those services.
You know, sometimes it's just that. Sometimes it's just something like that that can make a huge difference in someone's life.
Right. So we're super excited about all that. In the 10 years that I've been doing this, I'll just be honest, I've never had my own office. So I've actually worked in a broom closet at the health department for 5 years. It's still a joke. But and I shared that broom closet with another person. So the thought of having space
you're like the
to have
Harry
an
Potter,
office.
The Harry Potter of nonprofits.
Under the staircase. Yeah. So super excited to have that space. Yeah.
So let me ask this. By the way, we're listening to Local Focus. We're speaking with Julie Honeycutt and Suzanne English with Hope Coalition about Hope Weekend Schools coming up and then, of course, the brand new youth center. What can we as a community do to help support Hope Coalition in your efforts?
Yeah, so we have just started. I think it launched last week, a GoFundMe page.
Okay, and that's for what?
That is for helping us renovate and get the youth center open.
Gotcha. It's one thing to purchase the building.
Yes.
It's another thing to make it ready.
It needs a little help.
Yeah,
it needs a little TLC.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Exactly.
Okay, so the GoFundMe page, and what's that going to help you do?
And that's going to help us raise money to get the walls painted, the floors fixed, the
roof, the
AC,
gutters.
The roof, the gutters.
Oh, just those little things. Oh,
yeah, the AC, the all of the good stuff that will make it comfortable and able for us to be inside and, you know, getting things up to code as well.
Okay, so your GoFundMe page. How do we find that? There are a lot of people who don't even understand that concept.
Exactly.
So what do we do? How does that work? What do we need to do?
Yeah, so you can go onto our Facebook or our website. There is a link on there where you can follow it, and it'll take us directly to our GoFundMe page. And from there, you can donate as much or as little as you want. Every single dollar counts. So it could be a dollar.
Exactly. You could donate $5 and make a difference.
Exactly.
Or you could donate $500 and make a bigger difference. But the bottom line is you're making a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. And our website is simple. It's elementsofhope.org.
Elementsofhope.org.
Or you can certainly drop a check by. We're at the Buzz or Hope Coalition on 101 South Grove. Donations are all tax deductible.
So when we go to the Buzz and we ask for Julie Honeycutt, we don't have to say, is there a broom closet around here somewhere?
Well, no, but close. Maybe sitting in a chair somewhere No, I mean, we definitely have staff there that know, obviously know the mission of what we're doing.
Exactly.
And
that's why it's there in the first place.
And we do have donations come in. We also have an amazing donor wall in the Buzz where we've got some very generous donors on the wall. You can add your name. We have a memorial wall where we put people who have been lost to addiction or overdose on the wall.
Wow.
Because we want people to know that their lives mattered. You know, yesterday
there are faces to this problem.
Yes. There are. I mean, yesterday was 14 years ago that I lost Anna to an opiate overdose. And we don't forget our children. We don't forget the purpose, you know, the pain that we have. But we have purpose for our pain. And this helps to support helping others and hopefully prevent this from happening to their family.
So we can support what you're doing with the GoFundMe page. That's an immediate way of helping. And we can get information on that by going to elementsofhope.org. What about helping get the word out about the services that you are offering? Is that something we can do also? And if that is, we just go to these different websites and social media to find out?
Social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to probably be the fastest if everyone could like, share, follow, or even just word of mouth saying, hey.
Are you in need at all for any volunteer services?
Oh, always. Yeah. Please contact us. I mean, we obviously have the United Way's Days of Caring coming up.
Of course.
People can sign up for that. That's in May. Mm-hmm. We're super grateful for that. But we are growing in our needs for volunteers.
And I'm sure that will grow even more when you have your youth center open.
Definitely. Correct.
Great. Well, let's make sure we touch base again as we get closer
to that. Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks.
So once again, find out GoFundMe page by going to elementsofhope.org. Look for Hope Coalition or The Buzz, all that, on social networks, or go to The Buzz. And
absolutely.
You can talk to some folks there and find out more about
Come on in.
And tell everybody where The Buzz is located.
225 South Grove. We are behind Thai Spice near the Social Security Administration office, and we have free parking.
And free parking. I love it. Julie, Suzanne, thank you very much. Thanks for the work that you guys are doing, okay?
Yeah, thank
all right.
you.
And folks, reach out to that GoFundMe page. $5, $500, it all helps. All righty. Once again, elementsofhope.org, and that's to help the Hope Coalition and their youth center that they are opening. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.